Hello, happiness seekers. Welcome. My name is Claudia, and you are listening to the Happiness Challenge podcast, where I test drive the best happiness hacks that science has on offer. Before we jump into this episode, I have a couple of announcements. First of all, my intention for 2026 is to keep things simpler. I definitely had few situations with really much feelings in 2025 where I was like, oh, this is really hectic. So this year I'm making things simpler and I'm making a few intentional changes to how I am showing up online. And to start with, I'm closing my LinkedIn newsletter and also my Instagram account. So I'm sorry if you're on any of those platforms, but if you would like to stay in touch beyond listening to the podcast, connect with me on LinkedIn. You can still follow or connect with me or subscribe to my Substack newsletter. And you have all the details on my website, thehappinesschallenge.co.uk. And the second announcement is more exciting because it's important that we celebrate our successes. And I'm just so happy because my book, The Alphabet of Happiness, in January was featured in Happyful Magazine, which is one of my favorite magazines, also in Best Magazine. And also I had a chance to talk about my book on Hoxton Radio with Incredible Chess Victory, which was just amazing. It was my first radio studio recording. And I just thought I'd share this as I'm very grateful and I'm so excited about this exposure. And this is what the Happyful Magazine actually kind of wrote about my book, which I also felt was, oh my God, they are so kind. So they said, we all strive for happiness and fulfillment, but how do we get there? Psychologist Claudia Mitura leads the way with her jargon-free A to Z formula. Backed by expert insights and packed with practical tools, you can begin taking small steps towards a life that best aligns with you and your values. And I really thought that. That's just amazing. Okay, back to this month's topic. We are talking about journaling. So in the episode 219, we heard from executive coach and speaker Madeleine McQueen, who stressed that journaling isn't about neat handwriting, the perfect notebook, or doing it right. It's actually about creating a space to process what's going on inside you. And journaling, and I love this line, creates mental space. It helps reduce the swirl and brings clarity. I especially love the word swirl. I definitely think sometimes that my brain is definitely full of multiple swirls. So today's episode is quite practical. What I thought we're going to cover is a few journaling styles, how to pick yours, and how to actually set prompts that you can use even if you start staring at the blank page. So let's dive in. So let's dive into four journaling styles. Number one is free write or brain dump. And it's one of those styles when it's wonderful for overwhelm, anxiety, racing thoughts, decision fatigue. I definitely used it a few times before going to sleep. And it's simple as setting a timer for maybe 3 to 10 minutes and starting with I, or right now, or I feel, and then just writing, whatever comes to your mind. There is no editing, no structure required. The idea is that we're parking everything from our brain onto a piece of paper. Second type of journaling is prompt-led journaling. So this is perfect if you're looking at the blank page and you think, okay, now what? I'm supposed to be journaling, but I don't know what I'm journaling about. And you want to build consistency and you also want some guided reflection and with some coaching, empowering prompts. The idea is that you pick a prompt and then you write 5 to 10 lines. And you stop when you feel something shifting. So clarity, calm, specific insight emerge, but you get naturally to the end point of that specific prompt. Now, a couple of things on choosing the prompts wisely. So I think the biggest reflection I had around prompt is when I was writing my chapter for the book, The Alphabet of Happiness Questions, which is all about how do we self-reflect with our rumination. And I came across this research by Dr. Tara Urich, who specifically says that if we have prompts and questions starting with why did it happen to me? Why now? Why is this so difficult? Then actually that will make us ruminate more. Whilst if we have questions starting with how and what, how can I approach this differently? What can help me move forward? What can I learn from here? Actually create a sense of agency and help us to take action. So when you're choosing different prompts, just be conscious of this distinction. And I definitely, been in moments when I was journaling and I needed to stop myself thinking, I'm actually ruminating now, which it's maybe freeing to some extent, but on another, it's actually now sucking me into very negative spiral. And some favorite prompts to try in terms of happiness are, what gave me energy today? What drained me? And what's one tweak I can make? And what does happiness look like for me this week? I think really lovely, really positive, and very empowering prompts. The third type of journaling is structured daily check-ins. So this is perfect if you have a very busy schedule and you just want to track your patterns. You want to very quickly engage in gratitude, or you want to track your mood or energy. You just want a little bit of data to be put in on piece of paper. So this might be very simple, like today I feel, or my energy is, or one thing I need is, one small win that I had today is, one intention for tomorrow is. So they are very quick, kind of structured daily check-in. But what's really interesting with a structured daily check-in is that they quick and brief, but when we look at them across a month, you can see some patterns emerging that might be some surprising. And final one when it comes to journaling is problem solving or coaching journal. So this is when we're having specific challenges, conflict, maybe our confidence dips, maybe we're making a big decision and we need to coach ourselves through this process and we need to structure our thoughts. So the idea here is that you are naming the situation that you are currently experiencing, naming the feelings. You're trying to really identify what is the story that you're telling yourself. And then you're asking yourself, okay, so what is one next step? Even if it is the smallest step possible, what is the one next step that you can take? So I hope that this is a great summary when it comes to different types of journaling. And I think the best way to choose your style is simply ask yourself, do I need freedom or do I need guidance? Am I feeling overwhelmed and I need to park my thoughts, or I'm a little bit maybe stuck and I need to have a prompt? Do I want a specific insight and therefore the coaching journal is quite interesting? Or do I want to just track how I feel or what I'm experiencing? And that will be more about daily check-in. So whatever you decide to choose, I would love you to try for the next 7 days to pick two styles. For example, free write and structured check-in. And do 5 minutes a day with both styles. And then the end of the week, keep the style that actually feels more easiest and more natural to you. And after 2 weeks, have actually a quick reflection on what difference has journaling made to my happiness and well-being. So thank you so much for listening. And I do hope that I will see you at the end of the month, where I'll be diving into what actually science says about journaling for improved well-being. There's lots of interesting studies out there. And in the meantime, I'll be also experimenting with different journaling styles and I will share some of my findings. But for now, bye.